Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Fertilizer Podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Deepika Thapliyal, and with me today is Phosphates editor Sylvia Chaganida. She's going to talk to us today about the latest developments in the phosphates market and specifically about the big news that has just come out of India. Sylvia, thanks so much for joining us. What is the latest news for the phosphates world in India?
Hello, Deepika. The Indian phosphates market has been very active lately following weeks of inactivity. The highlight has been the settlement of the first quarter phosphoric acid prices between Moroccan producer OCP and its joint venture partners in India at $550 per ton CFR, cost and freight, with 30 days credit following weeks of negotiations. This reflects a $30 per ton decrease from the Q4 price. Initially, OCP was asking for a rollover and was not willing to lower its price, with Indian buyers determined only to accept a decrease in price, but at last they have come to an agreement. However, not all buyers in India have agreed to this price, and there are some, like cooperative IFCO, that have been looking elsewhere than Morocco to buy product.
So what will this mean for the market?
Well, the phosphoric acid settlement is expected to offer some direction to the market, hopefully, in India, and clarify whether it would be cheaper to produce DAP domestically using phosphoric acid or to import it. At the moment, sources say that the DAP parity price reflects around $355 per ton CFR, which is much lower than current market levels.
And how is DAP demand in India, and when a buyer is expected to return to the market?
Well, this is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Demand of DAP has been subdued lately due to requirements being covered recently by high stocks in the country and previous purchases. There are some estimates that DAP stocks in the country are around 1.5 million tons. However, lately we have seen a flurry of purchase tenders from RCF, GSFC and NFL. Some of these tenders have been reissued, scrapped or the shipment period extended though, as most producers globally are sold out for March and cannot offer prompt tons.
Okay, so DAP supply is looking quite tight. And finally, what else has the market been talking about in India and what should we expect in the short term?
Well, at the beginning of February, the Indian government had announced the allocation for the annual fertilizer subsidies for 2017-2018. For phosphates and potash, the amount had been increased to 202 billion rupees. The exact amount of the phosphate subsidy and the maximum retail price for DAP are yet to be announced, so market players have been waiting eagerly for those numbers before making new purchases. There are expectations that these amounts will be announced in the coming weeks, which may offer a clearer idea on the DAP demand for the Rabi season. Also, now that the phosphoric acid price for Q1 has been settled, buyers will be discussing prices for phosphate rock for first quarter deliveries.
Great. Well, thanks for explaining that, Sylvia. Please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Europe Fertilizer Update or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Deepika Thapliyal.